Whatever the rate of the Gulf spill, one thing became clear today. At the mouth of the Mississippi, globs of oil are now washing ashore. NPR's Kathy Lohr has the story.
There's an old lighthouse near this spot called Port Eads, the southernmost tip of Louisiana. The water around the marshy islands looks clear, but boom laid out to catch the oil tells a different story.
The oil on that boom right there.
Marine conservation specialist Rick Steiner worked on the Exxon Valdez oil spill.
These are meant to deflect oil from getting into the reeds, not to really contain it, because you can't hold a boom against a current like this and collect oil.
One strip of boom surrounds the shoreline. The second strip, which follows it like a white ribbon, is meant to absorb as much oil as possible. That strip is now turning black from the oil, and oil droplets have breached the barrier. Walking on one of the sandy islands with a group of journalists and environmentalists, Steiner immediately spots reddish-brown patches of oil about the size of a 50-cent piece. They're shiny, sticky, and gooey, and we see the oil has made its way into the base of the tall reeds.
This is stuff that has just very recently started coming to shore. It's going to keep going, certainly as long as the blowout keeps going offshore. But even if they capped it today, we've got 4 to 5 million gallons of this stuff in the Gulf, and it's going to just keep moving back and forth with the currents and the wind.
Not far away on an adjacent island, a dozen workers in white hazmat suits are mopping up oil and placing it in huge yellow trash bags. An oil sheen is also visible in the Chandelier Islands to the east, part of the Breton National Wildlife Refuge. But these marshes have also been closed to the public. The wetlands are in the farthest reaches of Plaquemines Parish, the first place where the oil has come ashore. Parish President Billy Nungesser is keeping an eye on the spill because it has tremendous environmental and economic consequences. He's asking BP to pay for a $250 million coastal protection plan.
Yeah, we need to move quickly.
Nungesser wants to dredge and build a huge barrier, an 80-mile sand berm that he says will protect the wetlands and wildlife. He says boom now being used is not enough. The coastal protection plan is something Nungesser has been pressing for since Hurricane Katrina devastated this area. But now, he says, it's urgent.
We could actually see a storm that would put this oil in everybody's backyard. We should start pumping immediately and take every opportunity we got to keep it out the marsh.
Too little, too late.
Joe Slavich and his 27-year-old son, also Joe, are oystermen. They're afraid the plan would be too late to preserve sensitive oyster beds just offshore.
It would take so long to set that up, and I expect the oil to come ashore before that. I mean, it's any day now.
Dredging operations could start in 10 days, if BP and federal agencies approve. But that's a big if. Shrimp boat Captain Mark O'Brien is worried about a paycheck and about the massive oil slick, so he signed up to help with the cleanup effort. But O'Brien says he hasn't been called in yet.
I like to help. More than happy to help. And I'd rather catch shrimp, but I'll catch all if I have to.
O'Brien and others were hoping to spend the morning fishing. Instead, they're waiting. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Plaquemines Parish, Louisiana.